Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you people I love. I'm so sorry I wasn't with you last week. It was Creation Station. And on top of that, Saturday night, I came down with food poisoning. So I was throwing up while you were hearing the show and trying to throw up enough that I could get through Sunday, which was ended up to be quite an amazing Sunday of Creation Station, I must say. Incredible how all of this amazing information can come in even when you're not at the physical top of your game. So also, happy 4th of July week. Please take this week to consciously do your I Ams for this country. Every day in my breathing meditation that you all, you know, can get, every day I add, I am the United States of America who loves herself. That was the channel's message for me. I am the United States of America who loves herself. I can feel that. The tears come up. The love comes up. I can feel that every time I say it. So I ask you to add that to whatever your practice is. Remember, it all starts within us. It all starts with us. And yeah. So whatever we are focused on, that affects the country, the world, the universe, etc. Okay, guys, if you were not on the IDF webinar, if there's any way you can, you should listen to this. We're going to be talking about IDFs for a while, I think. I can't go into everything because we would not have time for any of the callers on today's show. But this, working with this new energy, brought in a whole understanding of all the energy. And the latest thing this week that has come out of all the work that we did on the IDFs was, you know, we've been talking about I Am Complete being the highest claim now. And then this week, the channel said, you know, I Am Love is the same thing as I Am Complete. I'm telling you, when you work with the force of love in its most powerful way, it changes everything, creates everything, manifests everything. That's a true statement. Yes, as long as we believe. So I put out to you, what do you have to lose? Jump in and believe. That's all it takes. Okay, I'm going to believe this. And I'm going to feel into I am love. I can feel it when I do my breathing exercise. and like, I am health. I am love. I am money. I am love. I am success. I am love. I am beautiful, incredible relationships. I am love. So I want to share too, there is a brand new IDF. Now, let me just say what IDFs are again. They are belief groups of larger pockets of energy that create patterns. And what we found out creating the intention of the webinar was that I've thought, picture an onion, we've been peeling off the outer layers until we get to the, quote, core beliefs. The channel is saying it actually is going the other way, that we start in the core of it and have worked out, and now these umbrella beliefs that contain a lot of smaller core beliefs are being made apparent to us. The one that has come in since the webinar is something always has to be wrong with me or my life. Something always has to be wrong with me or my life. So you may be very successful in two or three areas, and one area drops out. And literally, they're saying that's been in place pretty much since the beginning of time. I know it's a story, but just look at the story of Adam and Eve and you kind of get it, right? So the belief is that we are not as great as the one energy that created us, and so there always has to be something wrong. So you can see, if you have that umbrella belief, we need to switch that, don't we? If we're going to make the headway that we are intending to make. So this is all huge, new, banded information. And it's just going to keep going now, guys. It's just going to keep, we're in a fast track. I mean, since the webinar, this I am love and this new umbrella belief IDF pattern has been made apparent to us. If you want to hear the other ones, I'm sure it's posted already, the IDF webinar. Okay, we're going to go to the calls. Yes. Oh, before we go to the calls, let's all get balanced. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and we all claim, I am love. And so it is. All righty, we are going to start with, let me see, Lisa in Florida. You're on.
Hello.
Hi, baby cakes.
Is it okay if I say a few things? I call it after creation station that have happened to me.
Sure.
Okay. So Monday, I would hear, you don't have to, when I was laying in bed in the morning, usually I don't know what's going on with me, but I feel guilty or something, or I just like struggle with like if I continue laying there. And when I would start feeling like that, I heard, you don't have to. And then I was like, oh, I don't have to. I don't have to feel like this. And then I would just take like a deep breath in and out and just feel calm. And then
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then also that day is it would do it when I was eating. And I've had a lot of issues with overeating, eating when I'm not hungry, and I've gained like a lot of weight and stuff. And as I'm eating, all of a sudden I kept hearing, you don't have to, you don't have to. And I was like, oh, I don't have to wolf this food down. I don't have to eat. Like, I don't know why I do it, why I would always like just hurry up and eat. And I kept hearing that. And I was like, oh, I don't have to do this. And I just felt like so calm. And like, I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, you had a
and
choice.
I thought, holy crap, this is amazing. Because that's like a huge thing in my life. And then yesterday, I started humming. And then all of a sudden, tears came. And I started singing the ending of the Star Spangled Banner. And I thought, and I was like, holy crap, where did that come from? And I thought, wow, is that a past life thing? And then it was no. And then I remembered earlier in the day, I saw a cardinal. And when I see a cardinal, I think of my dad. And so then I was like, does it have anything to do with my dad? And it was my dad. And for some reason or whatever, I don't know how to explain it with words. But that happened. My dad came through to me. And the other day when I had a dentist appointment, I was waiting in the waiting area and I saw these people, they were speaking Greek, and I saw this man and his little girl came over across the room to him and hopped on his lap and he hugged her and was so affectionate with her. And I thought, wow, she has no idea how lucky she is. And then last night when I was trying to figure out what my dad wanted me to know or something, I saw that.
Yeah. He was 11, wasn't he?
Yeah. And that was the big thing that I talked about during the Creation Station. I am the person who was talking about my dad and my brothers.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say, I thought that that was amazing. And I thought that there was two things that my dad wanted me to know. And I couldn't really figure it out, or maybe he just, do you have any idea, or is there anything that I'm supposed to know?
Yeah, he wants you to come to him and hop on his lap. Don't wait for him.
Yeah,
you don't have
like
to, Lisa. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait to love him. You don't have to wait to be held by him. You don't have to wait for love at all.
Okay, that's what I was missing, because I was figuring it out. I was figuring that it was me now, only he was showing me in that way. And that little girl, I swear, she was like the same age as I was when that happened. Or
yeah.
In the memory that I have of hiding and all of that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I just wanted to share that and say that.
What freedom for you, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My heart's just open wide. With all that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you shared that.
Yeah, thank
you,
everybody.
You bet, sweetheart. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Miss Patricia in Alabama, you are on.
Hi, Sweetie. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's been a while since I've spoke to you, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Be a part of your show. I have a 75-year-old uncle. He's a veteran, and for the first time, he purchased his own home back in 2020. My brother was his caretaker, and he moved a female in with her children. And back in February of this year, due to all the chaos, my uncle was removed out of his home. But these two individuals, along with a couple of other people lives in his home and refused to move. We have brought in different entities to help remove them. Do you see them being removed by force or through their own will?
That's not the right question, Patricia. When I say you are in alignment with them being moved, I get a no. Mm-hmm. And they are taking me to this new IDF. Something always has to be wrong with me or my life. So you want to bring yourself into alignment with the freedom and the love of having this situation rectified. When I say, is that the right question? When I ask the question, they have a right to be there? It goes to no. You're trying to create this through anger and judgment.
Mm.
Yeah. Try love instead. It's a much more powerful tool for you.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now they want to give you a core belief here. Yeah. Seven. Yeah. They're taking me to core belief 40. God betrays me, I betray me. Now, you're the God of you. So if you're betraying yourself with this hatred and judgment, the God of you must betray you also and not give you what you want. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. There's one more thing. Sheets. But give me a song.
Oh goodness.
Get out of your way. Get out of your mind. Go into your heart. Okay, so
God is trying to tell me something.
Yeah. You need to have a song in your heart, sweetheart. You need to sing more. You need to be happy more. And that will create what you want in your life sooner than anything. Do you understand? Okay.
I do.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. That was really great for everyone, including me. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Susan in Niagara Falls, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't expect to be on quite so soon. Well, a lot of things. I've been cut out of my Social Security completely, so all I have to live on right now is my pension, which is $181. And they said they'll fix it, so I'm like, okay. I see it fixed. So
yeah, you say the words, Susan, but the belief and the feeling aren't behind the words, sweetheart. And you're scared.
Yeah.
You know, you're scared.
That's
and
true.
This happened to a very close friend of mine. He's going through the same thing because somebody screwed up reporting something. And so it's just taking them longer than he would like to work everything out.
Right, right. What happened, I went in when they said that my SSI was going down to zero. I went in that day when I got the letter to appeal it. They wouldn't let me appeal it. I didn't find out until a week or two later that it never got appealed, and I just simply lost money for this, you know, all of July. And I sent them in my pay down and, you know, all the corrections. You know, I was honest with them and forthright with them.
Okay,
and,
so
you know,
what's your question, Susan? See, that's your story. That's what we do, guys. We
right.
tell our story. What do you want?
To receive, I want to receive my SSI where I realize I have to pay them back, but I want to receive it as of next month. That's
okay.
You know, will I receive my SSI?
Well,
because they're working on it right now, they said.
Okay. So you know you're the creation of that, right?
Yes.
So the more love that you can feel, the more excitement that you can feel, the more belief that all of this is rectified, while you take whatever steps you need to take, is how you will create more of the outcome that you want. Guys, it goes against all our monkey mind. Do you understand? You know, one of the things that came in, which just leveled me on the IDF webinar, was, you know, our minds. What is AI? AI is a computer program where people put in data that the artificial intelligence regurgitates. Isn't that what your mind does? Our minds, our minds have been programmed with beliefs. So if we don't put in different beliefs, that program keeps running us. So they want to give you, hold on, and it is an IDF. This is what's behind all this. I have to fight to stay alive. And
yeah, that's
pretty much
what it feels like.
Well, pretty much ever since I've worked with you, that's been an overcurrent. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
So then, creating life easily and joyfully through divine love is what we want to reprogram our minds with. Right? So this
yes.
is for everybody, guys. I am inserting the new program into my mind. That all my creation, easy and joyful.
I am in training, and all my creation is joyful and easy. Yes.
Yes, and I am love. That's like
I had one
invoking
more.
The symbol formula, violet flame and golden light, which we don't have to do anymore. I am complete.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And I am love.
And we don't invoke the symbol anymore?
I am love and I am complete. Contains all of that.
Because I missed most of Creation Station. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yes.
Honey,
you have to have a good internet service if you're going
to
do it. But anyway, what's your next question? Because we
got
to move on.
Okay, the next question is I have a torn meniscus on my right knee, and I was told that I would need a knee replacement, but I'm thinking it's not that bad. It's a little bit sore, but I can do it.
So
I've been watching videos.
What's your question?
Okay, so can I avoid surgery and just heal it by using like physical therapy and other methods?
If you don't struggle to do it.
If I don't struggle to do it. Okay.
Yeah. You got to lose the struggle
great.
In your life, Susan.
Yeah.
Creation
really,
has creation is equal struggle for you. And for a lot of us. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking forward to the replay of Creation Station so I can actually hear it.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, Lanny is working on it. I want everybody to know that Susan was the only one that had this problem that I'm aware of. Lauren did a superb job in putting together all of the online stuff for everybody. So, but if you have weak Wi-Fi, you know, it's not going to work as well for you. All right, baby.
I've changed that. Thank
well,
you
good.
So much.
You're
I love you so much.
I love you too, sweetheart. Kim.
Hello, Supreme Sexiness, and happy early 4th of July.
Thank you, darling. I know you have a question because I asked you to call in with it. What is it?
Yes. And also, let's give kudos to Lauren before I ask my question. She totally rocks.
Lauren and Lanny.
Yeah.
I mean, Lanny took 3 days to set up all the camera and microphones. And he has been in his office editing since Monday morning. I mean,
oh wow,
pretty much 14 hours a day. So yes, and big kudos to Lauren who was present and ran it all. Okay, what's your question, Kim?
All right. Okay. With the IDF patterns from the webinar, this question came into my mind. Do they exist in all time-space continuum and parallel universes?
Okay, that's the right question.
No. And are they the same? Oh, no, that's not the right question. Oh.
No, that's the right question. And no, they don't.
Okay.
Some of them do. And all of them don't.
Fascinating.
Well, if you... I hate to use these words. It makes sense. Because as mankind has progressed, created new walls, new blocks, new beliefs, which is what's showing up in our country and the world right now.
Yeah.
See, something always has to be wrong. Got to be something wrong so we can struggle to keep the peace. Remember way back in the beginning of the work, the channel said, why do you guys always have to fight? Remember, it would be the fight against breast cancer.
Right, yeah.
And the fight to keep the peace. Minds to move out of that belief system and those scenarios if anything's going to change.
True.
So, you know, Kimmy, you've been through it. Love and joy and acceptance was much more effective for you in your healing than fighting.
True.
Okay. That's the highest, most correct, most complete information. Okay?
Cool. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, that was a great question. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, Mr. Tim in New York, what's up?
Hey, Dee, thanks for taking my call. I was calling you to actually follow up. You gave me some great advice a few shows ago, and I was supposed to report back about the abundance and different things I am bringing in. Here to tell you that I finally figured out a way to consistently do it. What happens is I would tell myself, just imagine the feeling of having the money and how it would feel. And then life would happen and I would immediately get thrown into the fear of the workday and bills and all that other thing. But I set an alarm on my phone every hour. So every hour, 5 minutes on the hour, I get into that abundance mode and what it feels like. So
perfect.
We're going to see how that works. I'm starting that tomorrow.
Well, that's great. Yes, because that helps you stay conscious. That helps remind
yeah.
you what thoughts are going to give me what I want. What feelings are going to give me what I want.
Yes,
I mean,
yes. I realize that.
Go ahead.
Just like you said, it's like a new program. So it's like previously I might meditate at night and I try to put in all these different things.
No, you
and
don't
then
try.
I wake up and waking room. Excuse me, I try. I put
Thank
all
you.
These things that I want to bring in, but then I would wake up and then just go about my day with all these human 3D thoughts. So now every hour on the hour, I hope this, I will sink into that feeling and it's going to be great. I feel like it has to happen. I'm
yes,
changing the programming.
You will consciously create your focus, and that will change your life. Okay?
I'm excited. I'm excited. Thank you again. I should
All
be
right.
Next.
Keep me posted. Yeah, for sure. Thank you. It's awesome. Did you hear? It's so simple what his plan is, and it's going to make a huge difference in his life. And don't, by the way, Tim, put a time on it. Just send it out there and, you know, don't be a watchdog about is it working? Is it working? Is it working? Just believe. Sarah in Switzerland. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, Dee. Thank
How
you so
you?
Much for all of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I please ask for a general reading on what will allow me to have vibrant health and radiant energy and be able to digest food of all kinds without any problems?
Yes, you were great until the last thing you stated. Do you understand why? So you want brilliant health and radiant energy. Why do you
yeah.
need to add? Because if you have brilliant health, perfect health, fabulous health, and radiant mm-hmm. energy, you don't have to fix anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So that tells me that you're focused on your digestion stuff.
Yes.
That's where your focus is. Okay.
Yes. And when I imagine vibrant health and radiant energy, it doesn't include my vision of digesting foods easily. It just somehow it's not connected, but that's my focus. That's my main issue right now.
I understand, and focusing on fixing that and creating the state of health are opposites. Do you understand?
Okay.
Are you working with a gastroenterologist?
Not right now.
How long has it been? Have you ever?
I have seen doctors and they couldn't really find anything. That's been a while.
Okay. I'm going to give you energetically through the channel what's behind this. This page here. I do not have permission to love who I am. Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe how many IDF umbrellas contain that belief. So that I have to fight to stay alive, or I must struggle to create, is behind all illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I create health and wellness easily and joyfully. For some reason, that is hard for you to digest. Do you know why?
No.
Okay. Well, who taught you that living easily wasn't possible and you had to struggle?
My dad comes to mind.
Yeah. And your mom to some degree also.
Mm-hmm.
So your mind was programmed to believe that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to consciously now reprogram that belief system. You have to be the parent of you now that teaches you something new.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I easily digest my life being joyful and in flow and happy and easy to create. Whatever words mm-hmm. like that, and feel a lot of love and excitement around it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know your mind right away goes, what do you mean? I don't feel good. And I'm saying do it anyway.
Okay?
All right. Get it as much love and excitement behind being able to digest that life is easy. This is for all of us. Are you all listening? So right now, around digesting that life and the creation of life is easy and joyful and in flow, we state, I am love. And so it is. Thank you so much, Sarah. That was beautiful.
Thanks. Can I ask you one more thing?
Oh, yes.
Can I just ask, do I need to see a specialist and do I need to have some kind of procedure or something like that?
That is the right question, and the answer is yes, because you believe you do. So, guys, I'm not a doctor. I'm giving you the energetic information that comes in through this. If you think you need to, because until you do, and the doctor tells you you don't need something or you do need something, you will worry about it. And worry is a negative prayer that creates what you don't want.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dee.
You're welcome. Okay, Miss Vicky in Florida. Hello, baby cakes.
Hey. Thank you for the reminder of the statement about being the love of the United States.
Yes, especially this week.
Yes, especially this week. And I was going to ask that question, and then you reminded us of that. And I live in Florida, so we have extra things going on.
You think?
Yeah, no, I'm so glad to get that. We had that statement, and I stopped using it. So it's back in.
Yeah, guys, if we are going to live in the country, and that's any country, and the world we want, we're the creation of it. So if you're not getting what you want, start creating it within you, and then that focus through love affects thousands of other people. If you want to read more about that, read the book, Power Versus Force.
Yes. And it's just that we need to keep reminding ourselves that we have that power. That we are that power.
Yeah, thank you. That we are the power.
That power, yes. We hear the media and then we shrink.
Yeah, and again, like what came in Creation Station, things are not going to hell in a handbasket, as my mother used to say. Things are balancing out.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what you want. Okay?
Yes, and that's what it leads to my question, because a few calls ago, you tuned in to my son and my daughter-in-law, and my daughter-in-law has been diagnosed with bipolar, and my son has had some anger problems, control problems. And
He's scared, Vicki. He's
scared, I know. But I feel like he's improving.
So what's your question, honey?
My question is, I'm going to be going up there soon for a couple of weeks to help out with my grandson.
Okay.
And I'm going to be in alignment. I know I need to nudge my alignment a little bit because I'm nervous about the daughter-in-law flipping out on me.
Okay.
And
you're nervous because you're in fear.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And when I say you have directed through love what you want, it goes right to no.
And I think I have around my son, but maybe not around her.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
And
okay.
What do you want for your grandson?
Yes, I know.
And what do you want in your relationship with all of them? It all comes down to love and understanding, honey.
Yes, I know. And I do send them as a unit. I just need to be more consistent with it. I do send them. Yeah, okay.
Because otherwise you go into, quote, worry about your daughter-in-law flipping out on you. Is she on medication?
Yeah. Well, she is, and it's a new kind of medication. She's going to a psychiatrist. She's getting brain scans. She's doing biofeedback.
Okay. So she's doing as much as she can.
At this point, unless they adjust it, you know. So,
So she needs a lot of love to get through this.
Yes, I can feel it. And my son is feeling like he doesn't know how to handle it, and he's trying.
He's scared and he's guilty, Vicki.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when our loved ones go through stuff like this, we feel guilty that we can't help them.
Yes.
So help him understand that that's one of the feelings he's dealing with.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
you. Can I ask one more quick question? Can I ask one more thing? Yes,
Vicki,
or no?
Really quick, because
okay. I just, it's a general question.
Out of time. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So in the beginning, when you introduced IDF, it sounded like you were introducing them as very positive. And then, as we know, we have a different understanding that they hold, you know, packets of energy around a lot of beliefs. So is there, just in the asking of the question, is there a, are there IDFs that are whole packets of positivity?
Oh, what a good question. That's the right question. No, and that's what we're being asked to create.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Wow indeed. I'm like gobsmacked here.
Me too. Okay, so we're creating it.
So we're creating everything, baby.
Yeah.
So if we want to, you know, in the next 5 centuries from now, we want people to look back and go, you know, in 2023, everything started to change. And people started to consciously create the positive beliefs. that now bless us. Yeah.
Wow, I got goosebumps.
Me too. Me too. Great. Boy, I'm so glad we paused for that one. Thank you, Vicki.
Yeah. Okay, absolutely. Okay, thank you.
You bet. Okay, Gina, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Struggling to get to my love place today.
I'm sorry. What? What?
I'm sorry. Never mind. Can I ask, can we just do I Am Love for our love place? Because I've been practicing that since the call began, and it feels right.
Yes. Yes.
Instead of trying to go to a place, because I, okay.
Well, that's the point. You don't try to go to a place.
Right. But my usual spot, which is my dog, I wasn't connecting. And so then I've been having a lot of anxiety. So I think the I Am Love, being on this call.
Gina.
Yeah.
Why are you having all this anxiety after Creation Station and
I don't know.
All the breakthrough? Well, let's find out. This is 22, 23. Oh, well,
question.
There you go. When I'm connected to the I Am, I'm not safe. And actually, the highest words are, when I'm connected to the I am in anxiety.
Oh, wow.
So the more powerful you are, the more you deal and work with your I am presence, the more anxious you get.
Wow.
Which comes from, gee, I've done it before and shit's happened, or I haven't gotten what I wanted, or whatever you've connected to your creative force. So for all of us around that, we claim I am love. And when I am connected to my I am presence, I am free. I am love. Yeah. You can feel that, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. I can too, baby.
It's like it stirred up everything. Yeah, so I've been, that's interesting.
Okay, you know enough.
I do.
How this work works to stop and go, okay, I just finished this amazing training. I walked into my power. Why am I anxious?
Yeah.
You have to ask to receive the answer, guys.
Yeah, and I haven't been asking at all. So
well,
weird.
There you go.
I've been just reacting to it. I'm reacting to the anxiety.
Yeah. Which creates
instead of asking.
More anxiety.
It's so good about the asking. Gosh, it's so such a good reminder just to keep asking.
Ask and ye receive. But you got to ask.
Thank you.
You know, the computer is not going to take you anywhere that you don't type in.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.
Yeah. Wow, what a show. I know we took a lot of time with a lot of people. I'm so sorry I didn't get to everybody. Did my best. Promise I did. So I am love around everything we talked about today. And if I am complete works for you better, we're claiming I am complete. And so it is. All right, let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Feel it. Ah, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network.
Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.